Glory to God. And verse 11 says, and don't even associate with the servants of darkness. See, Satan always trying to pull you off into some mess. He said, don't even associate with the servants of darkness. I know, you know, and thank God for your growth. And everybody is not at the same level of growth. But I thank God that where I was last year, I'm not there this year. And people, you get around people that talking all kind of vulgar talk and ungodly talk. They know you don't agree with. They trying to pull you in. I'm not going to associate with that. I'm not going to put that foul talk in my mouth. Amen. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to jump on and beat them up, but I'm not going to join in with them. That's for sure. And if I get around it, like I'm going in a place where I gotta sit and get a haircut or something like that, I know how to tune it out. Just sit there and pray in tongues. Pray with my spirit. Amen. But the thing is, I don't agree with it. I don't associate with this darkness because I'm light. I gotta protect who I am. Amen. Because he said, this is what verse 11 said. Don't even associate with the servants of darkness, because they have no fruit. They have no fruit in them. Instead, reveal the truth to them. How you do it? Walking in the light, when the Lord tell you and tell them, and then share with them, tell them the truth. The very thing they do in secret are too vile and filthy to even mention. Now, why do I want to be a part of that? There's some things I wouldn't even mention that people do. It's so ungodly. Now, why do I want to be associated with that? Now, you know what they've done? You know what they're doing now? They got it all on TV, YouTube, all kinds of stuff you can pull up on. Used to be, when I first started watching TV, I can remember the first TV we got. We watched that thing so until they signed off. No, they'll play them all night now. But back when we got one, they were signed off so over in the night. And we watched it so our eyes got sore. I ain't kidding you. We never seen nothing like that before. And really, our eyes were sore. We couldn't, anyway. And we thought everything was real. We couldn't figure out them folk killing them folk like that. Next thing you know, there he was on another movie. So how that fella come back alive like that? Man, it got some miracle going on here. Find our lightning fast mind caught up. Found it. But all the X-rated movies, shows, and stuff is so filthy, ungodly. And now they got them into all the cartoons and everything. I mean, everything is just. And if you don't know how to keep your children, guard your household, and keep that stuff, that's what mess up children. That's why you wonder why people do, when I do the series on next, we're going to go into some detail. I'm just going to make mention of it now. You wonder why people do what they do. And see, you got to understand what you put in your heart, and you let it become a part of you. Why did that man walk in there? Because, you know, the experts try to explain it away. Why did that man walk in there and shoot and kill 26 people? You know, it's demonic. You know, he just didn't come up with it that morning. It didn't start that morning. It started, he a little bitty boy. If you check his history, you probably, his parents abused him. Dogged him out. Start way back to then. That's why you got these serial killers and all that. It started when they're a little kid. Let him watch all that stuff, do all that stuff before him. All that filth, ungodly. And you know the greatest filth and ungodly towards God, you know, is the strongest one? Doubt and unbelief. Sure, it's quiet in here. quiet in this Holy Ghost church. He said, listen, I'm going to read again. The very thing they do in secret are too vile and filthy to even mention. Whatever the revelation light exposes, it will also correct. Isn't that good? Whatever God brings to the light, he'll correct it. And everything that reveals truth is light to the soul. That's why God will reveal truth so your mind can be light, get light. You don't want to walk around with a dark mind, unrenewed mind. It's light to your soul. This is why the scripture says, arise, you sleeper, rise up from the dead, and the anointed one will shine his light into you. And by other words, John Jesus, come on, get born again. In other words, you sleep, you're dead, you don't know what's going on. But if you get born again, then he'll shine his light in you.